The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Viruses. What a pain in the butt, don't you think? Well, imagine working at a factory with a bunch of viruses going around trying to build an iPhone. Well, that's exactly what happened at Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company over the weekend. Yeah, they had to shut down a lot of their factories over the weekend because they were hit by a lovely computer virus. This is all according to Bloomberg, by the way. Now, those of you that don't know, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturer, at least let's call it TSMC, a little easier. They're actually the largest semiconductor manufacturer in the world. And not only just to Apple, they supply components to AMD, NVIDIA, and even Qualcomm. Apparently what happened, the virus infected a number of its fabrication tools, so bad that the infection went from factory to factory. Now, as we're putting out the podcast today, some factories were back online, some were not in the clear yet. Now, of course, they haven't let out if there's been any slowdown with, like, products making its way out. Particularly Apple's A12 chip, yep, they're manufacturing that for the next iPhone. But one would have to think, if you ain't making stuff, yeah, that means you're falling behind. More outages over the weekend, and it all has to do with security. Arlo, you familiar with them? Yeah, they make some pretty cool security cameras. That is what they work. Yes, Netgear, which by the way owns the Arlo brand, confirmed that there was a service outage that knocked many cameras offline yesterday in the afternoon towards the evening, depending on where you were, of course. Now, of course, when this was going down, people were trying to reach out to Arlo and say, hey, you know, what's going on? And they gave a very generic reply, saying that their cloud-based cameras were only as reliable as the internet services to power them. Yeah, we kind of know that. My internet's working fine. What about yours there, Arlo? Anyways, as of now, we're told that the issue has been completely resolved, and your recordings and your cameras and all that should be fine now. Finally, are you ready to make it so? Well, Patrick Stewart is. Yes, good old Sir Patrick Stewart is going to be returning to our television screens as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Oh, yeah. Yes, apparently CBS All Access, yeah, that's that streaming service in the U.S. just for CBS shows, wants to put another Star Trek series together and include Sir Patrick Stewart to be involved. Of course, this comes off the heels of Star Trek Discovery, and they're kind of wanting to build on that success. In fact, Patrick Stewart himself, at Sir Pat Stew on Twitter, by the way, stating that it's unexpected but a delightful surprise to find myself excited and invigorated to be returning to Jean-Luc Picard. I don't know about you, as a Star Trek geek, and I always prefer the Next Generation anyways, I can't wait for this to happen. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Yep, that's where you find all of our lovely podcasts, our blog and reviews. It's all over there, up for your choosing right now. Check us out, too, on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, always chatting it up over there. We'd love for you to be chatting it up with us. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at you for tomorrow's edition. Yep, we hope we have a hell of a lot more news for your Tuesday installment. I did what I could today. Sorry, boys and girls. Do your best to have a good one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.